Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. Today's Blue Paper, Fundraising Part 2, is presented by 4imprint Incorporated Customer Service Representative, Guinevere Thompson.
Fundraising Basics, A Love Story, Part 2, Developing an Individual Giving Strategy. Previously, in Fundraising Basics, A Love Story, Part 1, we discussed donor research and prospecting. Now that your organization has identified and courted likely prospects, it's time to make the ask. The ask is the element of fundraising when a nonprofit's wooing pays off. It's the proposal in the development love story. The ask should be entwined with a well-thought-out fundraising strategy that focuses energy and resources on thoughtful communication. These strategies explore the big picture and provide a roadmap for focused efforts, enabling all to stay on task and work toward a tangible goal. If your nonprofit is ready to pop the question and turn prospects into donors, read on for tips to develop a proposal that they are sure to love. So let's begin. First things first, take stock of your nonprofit's current strategy, if there is one. Gather your development team to reflect on the organization's mission, values, and goals prior to planning any further. Analyze the current state of the nonprofit in reference to funding practices. Try delving deeper by asking questions such as, how long has your nonprofit provided its current services or resources to the community? Does your nonprofit have documented credibility within the community or cause? What kind of programs do you offer? Are these programs attractive to donors? Does your nonprofit collaborate with any like-caused organizations, community groups, or federal, state, or local government? Who is your target audience? Are there organizations within the community that share the same audience or have a similar vision and mission? Do they have a secure fundraising program in place? What is your nonprofit's image within the community with constituents, with current donors, with prospects? Has your nonprofit's current fundraising strategy been successful? How often are elements within the strategy updated or rethought? Are donors bored with your strategy's tactics, or have they come to expect it? These analytical conversations serve as the foundation to your entire fundraising strategy. Answering the tough questions should help your nonprofit set goals and develop tactics by identifying needs, strengths, and weaknesses, along with opportunities for growth or improvement. Next, shoot for the reasonably attainable stars. Use the outcomes of your conversations to set goals and objectives. Not only will goals add purpose to your strategy, but they can be the benchmark for gauging the advancement and success of your efforts. Nonprofit fundraising coach and author Sandy Rees agrees, saying that in setting goals, you'll be much more likely to be successful in reaching them and raising the money your organization needs. Rees recommends keeping the acronym SMART in mind. S, specific. Be very clear on what you are hoping to do. Use exact numbers and concise phrases. Answer the who, what, where, when, why, and how to make your goals quantifiable. M, measurable. How will you recognize success unless you measure your efforts? Whether it is in dollars raised, new donors obtained, or impressions made, make your goals measurable, and then measure them. A, attainable. Don't set your nonprofit up for failure by working toward a goal that just can't happen. Know the resources you have to work with and address challenges. R, realistic. This one goes hand in hand with attainable. While it's nice to dream, setting goals that aren't realistic are not going to help your strategy or team morale. T, timely. Goals have a timeline, a start and an end. Not only will this aid in measurement, but the progress of your overall fundraising strategy will be based on this timeline. As you determine your goals, think about what gap the fundraising efforts will fill. Is this an annual campaign, a capital campaign, a holiday appeal, or is there a specific program that is in need of funding? Does your nonprofit hope to receive a spike in gifts? Or are you seeking a series of gifts from a donor throughout his or her life cycle? These questions will guide in determining your nonprofit's fundraising goals and outlining the overall strategy. Once goals are established, a budget and timeline should follow suit. The budget and timeline should be developed with the action plan and tactics portion of your strategy in mind. A budget should outline the anticipated expenses for covering the costs of your strategy and from what sources these costs will be covered. Expenses may include staff time, printing, photocopying, equipment, and supplies, postage and shipping, telephone, fax, and internet usage, travel for general coordination and to meet with donors, food and entertainment during meetings and at special events, professional services or consultants, sponsorship consultants, party planners, etc., promotional material. The timeline should address what needs to happen, when it will happen, how it will happen, and who is responsible for it. Also take into account holidays, staff vacations, or potential conflicting community and competitor events. After budgets and timelines comes the case statement. This is a script for your proposal, a brief explanation of your nonprofit's purpose and need for funding. Ultimately, it's the wording of case statements that make it evident to prospects and donors why they should give. In various reincarnations, a case statement may be used in all communications of your fundraising plan and will guide board members, staff, and other advocates to be consistent in messaging when speaking to prospects or members of the community. A few tips for creating your nonprofit's case statement. Involve everyone: staff, board members, volunteers, donors, and those benefiting from your nonprofit's work. Keep it simple and concise, 1 to 2 short paragraphs at most. Base it on your nonprofit's strengths and the differences your mission is making in the lives of others, as opposed to focusing on the need for funding. Project into the future. An ask is not the annual report. Don't look back, look ahead. Be donor-oriented. Present the case from the prospect's point of view. Be an investment. Demonstrate what a gift to your nonprofit means. Be timely. Make it clear why a gift is needed now. Remember to consistently update your case study with new fundraising appeals or campaigns to ensure that your nonprofit is providing fresh and interesting content to keep donors hooked. Now the fun part, developing your nonprofit's fundraising action plan. You heard that right. Fundraising is more exciting than ever these days. With the internet and social media, in addition to traditional fundraising tactics, the possibilities really are endless, and the opportunities to engage prospects and donors are unlimited. The following tactics should be executed in accordance with a timeline and a communications plan. Many of the tactics are also methods of communication, but keep in mind that your nonprofit will be better poised to raise funds if you employ a variety of tactics and promote these tactics through a variety of channels. Don't discount press releases and paid advertising to help spread the word. Tailor your efforts to your target audience, considering the communication preferences and patterns of the donors or prospects being courted. Varying demographics and giving ability of your audience will affect the ways in which they best respond to asks. Therefore, your action plan may be highly targeted or incorporate a variety of tactics and channels to appeal to everyone. Number 1, direct mail packages. Direct mail is the go-to fundraising tactic for many nonprofits. Why? Because packages are relatively easy to create, often using a new letter with already created and printed collateral, and can be assembled in-house by staff or volunteers. Donors and prospects of older demographics often prefer this method of marketing, and donors with an already established history of giving to your cause are more likely to respond to this tactic, in that they are likely more familiar with your organization than those not previously contacted. Meanwhile, younger demographics or new prospects that have not been fully cultivated may require upward of 5 mailings before an appeal will elicit a response. This should not deter your nonprofit, though, as studies show the cost associated with these mailings is recovered in future donations within 2 to 3 years. Your nonprofit's direct mail packages may include an appeal letter. Mary Ellen Barnes, a contributor to idealist.org, recommends drafting these on board letterhead, keeping sentences short, using the first few paragraphs to illustrate the differences your nonprofit is making, and waiting until at least the third or fourth paragraph to make the ask. Additionally, write with urgency and skip the despair. The personalized reply form. This form allows prospects and donors to make a gift or pledge support in a non-monetary way. It should capture contact information, payment options, special directions, i.e., if they would like to specify how their donation is used, and the opportunity for donors to request addition or removal from a mailing list. A reply or remit envelope. This envelope should be pre-addressed with attention to development staff. Some nonprofits also choose to include return postage. Direct mail packages sometimes also include a lift letter. These, explains Kristen Cece, author of the nonprofit SOS blog, are letters designed to lift the response rate of your mailing. Typically, these are written by a donor, volunteer, program participant, or supporter, then edited by your organization, and they help to compellingly build your case and add credibility. It is usually paired with a standard ask letter. A brochure, newsletter, or other collateral. These explain your cause or strengthen the case for donations. Tips and tricks. Include teasers on the outside of envelopes to entice recipients to open. Donors and prospects like to feel special. Hand address envelopes in blue or black ink and opt for stamps instead of bulk mail indicia. Affix the stamp off-center or slightly crooked to imply that a person put the mailing together instead of a machine. Code your remit envelopes by numbering them or marking them with a colored dot. This enables you to measure the response rate of different variables, handwritten versus typed addresses, different messaging, or different contents. Number 2, special events. Like direct mail, special events are a popular fundraising tactic for many nonprofit organizations. Among many benefits, special events provide the opportunity to obtain donations or an environment in which to ask for a gift face-to-face, for donors to further networks with other like-minded donors, for prospects to connect to your nonprofit in a way not possible through mail or other tactics. Some nonprofits discredit special events, saying that they are just too expensive and time-intensive to plan, and costs are not often fully recovered. But we believe they can still be well worth the effort, as money is not the only gain from special events. Events that don't bring in profits can still be valuable, says Iona Bray, JD, author of Effective Fundraising for Nonprofits, Real-World Strategies That Work, particularly if they bring visibility to your organization, mobilize and expand its donor base, or highlight a particular issue to your members and or clients. Some special events to consider. Auctions. Silent and live auctions, in conjunction with cocktails and dinner, are classic event fundraising tactics. Nonprofits secure donated, in-kind items, classes or workshops from community businesses, and auction them off live via an auctioneer and paddles, silent through sign-up forms, or online via websites like eBay. Each year, the Seattle Humane Society's silent auction raises more than $400,000 at their annual Tuxes and Tails event. Athletic events. Asks are often more effective when they come from friends or family members, which is why athletic events, when walkers, runners, or players are required to raise money in order to participate, are often successful. All you need to do is facilitate, recruit, and market the event. Well-known athletic fundraising tactics include the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life and the Susan G. Komen for the Cure 3-Day Walk. Gaming or raffles. These include casino night events, raffles, or other contests, usually held in conjunction with a dinner or cocktail party. Prior to pursuing this tactic, be sure your nonprofit is fully aware of gaming, gambling, and raffle laws in your state. Dinners or galas. The constant in most special events, dinners, galas, provide a social venue for donors and prospects to express their support and enjoy a fine meal with entertainment. The most successful dinners or galas are themed, holiday, murder mystery, costume, etc., or provide entertainment, such as live music, comedians, theatrical performances, or even fashion shows. Every year, come Hollywood Awards season, the Minnesota AIDS Project hosts its annual local red carpet event, Oscar Night. Known to sell out, guests purchase tickets for $125 apiece well in advance. The night of, they walk the red carpet, complete with local celebrities and paparazzi, enjoy drinks and hors d'oeuvres while watching the Oscars live on big screens. Board-hosted events, often called friendraisers, these events are small, intimate gatherings hosted by your board members in their own homes for their friends, families, or colleagues. Usually kept to 1 hour, friendraisers are a support opportunity for attendees to engage with your nonprofit through someone they know on the board. Often, these events feature speeches from beneficiaries of a nonprofit's mission and have collateral material or literature available for takeaway. Afterward, the host then makes an ask. Number 3, phone calls. Sometimes called phone-a-thons, arming staff and volunteers with a call list and a simple script can be a quick, cost-effective way for your nonprofit to raise money. Another alternative, similar to a fundraiser, is asking each board member to call 5 friends and make a personal ask on your nonprofit's behalf. There are a few downfalls to phone calling, though. Mainly that many people do not take kindly to telemarketers, so volunteers should be prepared to make the call as friendly and unobtrusive as possible and check all no-call lists in advance. Here are some pointers to get everyone on track. Provide a script for calls, but practice with staff so it isn't obvious that callers are reading lines. Script should contain a brief introduction, an overview of your organization, and the purpose of the call, the ask. Limit calls between 5 o'clock and 9 o'clock p.m. and always ask if it's a good time to talk. If it's not, offer to call back at a more convenient time. Have people track gifts by entering them and updated contact information into your development database. Make sure staff and volunteers have access to plenty of refreshments to keep them motivated. Number 4, online and email. Next to your donor database, the most valuable tool your nonprofit has in fundraising is its website. Make sure information and links to give online are up-to-date and easy to find. If your nonprofit is capable of processing donations online, either on your site or through a third-party processor, be sure to also provide links to give on blogs and other social media or online efforts too. Look at these nonprofit websites for inspiration. Achieve Minneapolis. www.achievemineapolis.org makes it clear where donor dollars are being spent. Seattle Humane Society, www.seattlehumane.org, has a great donation page that explains the different giving options. The United Way, www.liveunited.org, incorporates strategic storytelling and dynamic content that makes website visitors want to give. Consider utilizing email marketing tactics to distribute an appeal, similar to how you would distribute an appeal in a direct mail package. Sites like ConstantContact.com or MailDog.com offer easy-to-create, customizable templates for tailoring your e-appeal. Keep in mind that a good email appeal does 4 things. Number 1, connects readers with your nonprofit. Number 2, clearly states a need for funding. Number 3, tells a story of the difference you are making. Number 4, relaxes the reader. An e-appeal is written slightly more casually than an appeal letter, like an email to a friend or colleague. A great example of a winning fundraising appeal through email comes from the Washington Animal Rescue League. In 2005, they sent an email and garnered more than $9,000 in individual gifts from a list of 1,300 prospects and donors. The email reads, Subject, a special request. Dental equipment desperately needed. My emails to you are normally limited to letting you know about special events benefiting the Washington Animal Rescue League and the DC's homeless animals. But today is different. Right now, our medical center is in desperate need of a new dental machine. If you have ever had a cavity, you know how excruciating the pain can be. Well, many of the cats and dogs we rescue have not been properly cared for, and among other things, their teeth are in terrible condition. Often, we must pull teeth. Our current dental machine is 10 years old and in constant need of repair. It makes cleaning and especially extraction very difficult. And yet the alternative, leaving an animal in pain and possible risk of infection, is not acceptable. However, a new dental machine runs over $5,000. Due to the current construction and the expansion of our shelter, this expense could not be afforded in our 2006 budget. In response, we applied to a local foundation for a special grant, but they were only able to award us $1,000 toward the dental machine in their current giving cycle. So, we are about $4,200 short of what is needed to purchase this new machine. I have never asked for contributions online before, but I am doing so now. Will you please consider making a special gift today to help us purchase this machine so we can properly care for the homeless and neglected cats and dogs who we take in every week? If you can send $100 or even $250 today, it would be a big help. Gifts of $35, $50, or any amount are also welcome. The important thing is for each person who receives this to respond. We do not have a very big email list, but each of you on it has helped the league in one fashion or another. I will let you know how we do. I have promised our medical director we will find a way to get him the new machine, and I thank you for helping me succeed. As always, thank you for your continued support of the homeless animals of Washington, D.C., and of the league's many progressive programs. Respectfully, Scotland Hazley, Executive Director, the Washington Animal Rescue League. Another online tactic includes employing fundraising sites to empower your prospects, donors, and advocates to fundraise on your nonprofit's behalf. One such site and forum print customer is giveforward.org, and it allows users to create pages for causes and then processes payment of gifts. Sites such as giveforward.org are extremely cost-effective while offering maximum personalization in your nonprofit's fundraising efforts. Each page has the capability for storytelling through text, video, photos, and calendars, and can be easily combined with the following social media efforts. When pursuing this tactic, Desiree Vargas, president and co-founder of giveforward.org, recommends these pointers for success. Find a group of enthusiastic supporters who are willing to fundraise, but may not have time to be physically involved. Train these supporters to fundraise, prepare them with language, and share your fundraising strategy with them. Ask that they be persistent in getting others to donate and join your cause as well. Reward supporters, acknowledge them in newsletters or offer prize rewards that make it fun and worthwhile for advocates. Number 5, social media. Social media is a hot topic in fundraising right now, and for good reason. Social media fundraising efforts have the potential for huge returns without much of the costs involved in other traditional tactics. Additionally, it plays to the power of the third-party ask. Strangers will be more likely to discover your nonprofit and give if a friend suggests that they do so. When you hear of fundraising campaigns going viral, social media is often the driving force. Blogging. Blogs can serve as a mouthpiece to demonstrate the efforts of your nonprofit. However, it's not likely that an ask will garner much movement through this channel when used alone. Build your blog with care over time with an overall communicative goal. Then, come a specific campaign or appeal, you can refer people there for stories, interviews, or guest posts from beneficiaries or other donors explaining why they give. Include a button or a widget on your blog to make it easy for readers to give. Social networks. Sites like Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, and LinkedIn are considered social networks, and their rising popularity gave way to the concept of micro-gifts. Micro-gifts are short-term fundraisers aiming to receive gifts of $1 to $5 from thousands of people. For purposes of this blue paper, let's walk through a few ideas for using Facebook and Twitter. Facebook. On your organization's social profile, post updates on fundraising efforts and links to your website, campaign page, and blog. If on Facebook, ask fans to share anecdotes, photos, and videos of their relationship to your organization. Then, add your organization to Facebook Causes, a part of Facebook devoted to nonprofits and causes attempting to rally support and increase visibility on Facebook. Go above and beyond by using a chip-in widget to kick off your Facebook campaign and share donations in real time. Then call your fans to action with a wall post, note, or message asking that they and their friends give $1 or $5 to the cause. Twitter. Use Twitter frequently to send quick updates or share news stories involving your nonprofit, its cause, or its community. Tools like TwitPay and Tweet for Good allow users to tweet their causes and provide a direct link for their followers to contribute, in, of course, 140 characters or less. For a quick primer on using Twitter, read our blue paper on microblogging for business. Gaming and raffles can also help amp up fundraising efforts through social networking sites. If a Twitter follower retweets your campaign-related message, enter him or her in a drawing to win organization or campaign-specific items like t-shirts or tote bags, or give away similar prizes to those who interact on your blog or Facebook page. Case in point, in early 2009, Critical Exposure, a relatively small nonprofit in Washington, D.C., set out to encourage donors to become a powerful fundraising force in their short-term campaign. Using email, Facebook, and Twitter, Critical Exposure asked for gifts of $10, in addition to requesting that followers and fans become fundraisers themselves. The nonprofit even provided sample emails, blog posts, and Twitter and Facebook messages to post on personal pages or send to friends and family on the nonprofit's behalf. Critical Exposure then regularly updated supporters on fundraising progress with real-time engagement. Over the course of 3 weeks, Critical Exposure had raised $15,000 for more than 600 donors. Number 6, text or mobile messaging. Relatively new to the fundraising game, text messages are another option available to reaching your nonprofit's fundraising goals. It's estimated that some 3.5 billion text messages are sent and received each day. Of those messages, ones that are sent in attempts to sell a product or ask for a donation, 97% of them are opened. That's a higher open rate than email and direct mail solicitations combined. The major challenge of text message asks is facilitating them and enticing donors and prospects to follow through. Your nonprofit will likely have to rely heavily on other communications, like your website or social media, to get the word out to prospects and donors first. Case in point, for a subscription fee, sites like mgive.com and mobilegiving.org enable users to send a predetermined text message from their phone, like I care or give, to a numeric code that acts as a phone number. But instead of the messages being sent to a person, a donation is automatically billed to the user's cell phone provider. Once payment is processed, the donation is sent directly to the receiving nonprofit. For example, by texting ALIVE to 90999, $5 will be charged to your phone bill and paid to Keep a Child Alive, a nonprofit organization devoted to providing treatment, care, and support services to children and their families living with HIV and AIDS in Africa and the developing world. In 2008, Keep a Child Alive utilized this fundraising tactic and through mobile messaging alone raised more than $450,000 from 90,000 donors during their summer fundraising campaign. Keep a Child Alive used text messages in conjunction with other tactics and promoted this giving option via its website, social media sites, traditional media placement, and paid television advertisements. Now, a word from Miss Manners. It is often said in development that the surest way to guarantee that your nonprofit won't obtain a repeat gift from a donor is to not send them a thank you note following each gift. Many online donation processors generate an automatic thank you to confirm payment. This does not count. Donors should be thanked personally, either via a phone call or letter to show that their support was recognized and appreciated. Go one step further and include an update of how their dollars are being used. Don't forget to recognize donors elsewhere as well, such as a page on your website or in your annual report. Finally, it's time to leave for the honeymoon. Can you feel it? You're almost there. Follow your timeline and begin implementing your plan once your development team has decided on tactics and channels. You'll watch as gifts begin to trickle in once you've popped the question. Not only will your nonprofit move toward reaching development goals, but all fundraising strategies and campaigns can also serve to maintain connections and relationships with donors. Do it right and do it well. And don't forget to evaluate your progress throughout the campaign by assessing your situation in reference to achieving goals, along with which tactics and channels are bringing in the most gifts. Measure, tweak, repeat, and you're on your way to fundraising gold and happily ever after.
Thanks for listening. For more information or to download more Blue Papers, please visit www.forimprint.com/bluepapers.